Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm so excited to share this episode with you today because, my gosh, I feel like it applies to me so much. So this episode is sponsored by my book, When Your Worst Enemy Is You, How to Finally Get Out of Your Own Way. If you haven't already got a copy for yourself, make sure to go over to Amazon, or you can find it over on inspiringmomlife.com underneath the courses tab. So we're going to be talking about when you assume you are always right. And you're definitely your own worst enemy when you assume you are always right, as opposed to letting it go. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you some of this chapter, okay, which is, like I said, very important to me, because out of all the potential self-sabotaging behaviors that I speak about in the book, assuming that I'm always right is like, we're assuming that you're always right. It's definitely one of my main personal hurdles. And I think that we're all going to put up our hand when you read the book and you say, oh my gosh, like, I struggle with this and I struggle with that. There's going to be some that you struggle with. I struggle with this one, in addition to fear and doubt and caring what other people think. And if a little voice has ever whispered in your head, but I am always right, then this episode is for you. So in a nutshell, the way that this shows up in your life is when you assume or you believe that your opinions and belief are always correct. And consequently, like, you dismiss anything that conflicts with your views. Okay, like, due to our pigheadedness, we often don't see the true value of other people's opinions, and we refuse to acknowledge evidence to the contrary. Okay, because we have our own evidence that proves it otherwise. Okay, we're assuming that we're right. But as I mentioned above, like, this is one of my personal weak points, and I used to always assume that I was right until proven wrong. And of course, like, I didn't always admit this out loud to others, but it was evident in my tone and my desperate need to prove people wrong. And okay, there's this episode from Modern Family. I don't know if you love Modern Family. I definitely do, but it reminds me so much of me. It's when Claire, in this episode, she and her husband, Phil, are at a grocery store. Phil starts flirting with this pretty woman and accidentally pushes Claire into this pile of peach cans. And of course, like, he 100% is certain that he didn't push her over. He's like, I didn't do that. And their kids, I think it's Luke, Alex, and Haley, all take Phil's side. And to prove that she's right, Claire goes ahead to the grocery store. She gets a security tape footage and she shows them all exactly how that scenario actually played out. And it's exactly as she described it. So she was right. But rather than thinking she's, like, amazing, like, oh my gosh, like, you were actually right, Phil and the kids decide that she must have, like, some psycho illness where she has this incessant need to prove other people wrong. Now, in this instance, she was right, but this need to prove everyone wrong was causing her harm. So I remember watching the show and thinking, well, you know, I would seriously feel tempted to do exactly what Claire did. I'm so like Claire in this episode. And if you resonate with this story, don't worry, there's hope for you. If not, like, if you never think that you're always right, you can probably cross this self-sabotaging behavior off your list, and you can probably press pause in this episode. But if you do always assume that you're right, like I often used to, I'm going to share with you why we do this. Now, I'm going to share with you another embarrassing story. And it happened the night that I was working on this particular chapter in the book. I experienced another, you know, I have to prove that I'm right moment in my life. So my daughter and I were watching Melrose Place. I was trying to get her hooked on the show that I loved as a teenager. And this is episode where Jake tries to sell his motorbike to make some money. Now, my daughter Savannah piped up, you know, like, it's really weird. I thought he already sold the bike. And I was like, oh no, like, he was just trying to sell it. Didn't actually sell it. Okay, so that in itself isn't too weird. I stopped the show and I rewound it to the bit that proved I was right. And I know this is such a silly example, but this is a real life scenario that allows me to really explain why I behaved in that way, because I was right. I had the evidence to back it up. But let's go even deeper into this. Why was it so necessary for me to prove that I was right? Like, why did I have to prove it to her? Like, I knew I was right, but there was something in me in that moment that wanted to prove it to her. So this need to be right, and this is where we go a little bit deep. It's almost like a bit of a psychological, like, digging into why we sometimes do weird things that we do. What I discovered when I went to investigate it is that this need to be right mostly stems from insecurity. So if you suffer from this problem, like I definitely used to and sometimes still do, you might be overly concerned with how you'll be perceived if you're wrong or if you don't meet your own or other people's expectations of being right. So I know that for me, the trigger for my behavior stemmed long ago in the past. Like maybe it was due to like some weird family dynamics or sibling rivalry where you had to like fight for your parents' attention and being right was, you know, more connected maybe to love. Like for me, I can't pinpoint exactly when or what this moment was, but I'm sure that, you know, there would have been an experience in my past where I was punished for being wrong and my brain started to equate like being wrong is bad. So obviously like the flip side of this is being right equals good. And from a psychological standpoint, like being right also affirms our self-worth and temporarily raises our self-esteem. Like if you have a fear of looking foolish or of not measuring up or failing or being wrong, then when you have evidence that proves you're right, like bingo, like our ego stays intact. So that's why we do it. And the only issue is that the damage that it causes to your relationships when you have this crazy need to always be right. And this is why this need to always be right constitutes as a form of self-sabotaging behavior, because it will eventually impact the relationships around you if you like are weirdly obsessed with always being right. Your family and friends might feel on edge because, you know, they always think, oh, well, she's always trying to prove that she's smarter than us. Even if you don't necessarily think that you're smarter, like you just think you're right. And you sometimes come across as stubborn and close-minded. Like I know I definitely come across as stubborn sometimes with my family. And I'll admit that like, that's one of my qualities that I don't necessarily love, but I acknowledge in myself. And you might feel that you are really rigid and obsessed with correcting other people when you notice that they're wrong. And you might find it really hard to let it go without saying something, which is ironically like the exact thing that we need to learn to do. So this is the alternative option that you have at your disposal. If you always feel like you need to prove that you're right, you have the option of letting it go. Now, there are two things that can happen whenever you think that you're right. Like you either are or you aren't. And let's just say that there's an instance where it turns out you're wrong. Okay, you were wrong. That's fine. Now, what you can do is apologize ASAP. You know, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I stand corrected. I'm so glad that I learned something new today. And you say that in a really appreciative tone. You're not sulky, pissed off. But let's just talk about when you are confident that you are right. Okay, you 100% are sure you're right. And you feel tempted to share it in a way that may be interpreted as condescending or as a know-it-all. And I know like that probably is definitely not your intention. Like you don't want to come across as condescending or as a know-it-all and you can't control other people's perceptions or their emotions, but you can just guess like there's a good chance that the info that you're sharing with them, like proving that you're right, is not going to be well received. Here's the option that you have. Like you have this other option to let it go and allow people to be wrong about stuff. Like even though you are right in this instant, they can be wrong in the most loving, compassionate way rather than being really huffy puffy and fuming about it. I'm sure that we've all heard saying like, would you rather be right or be happy? And you might be assuming, well, I want to be right in this instant. And isn't being right the same as happy? Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. Is this need to always prove that you're right going to equal happiness for you? Does it make other people happy? Chances are no. Like, do you feel joy when everyone's pissed off at you because you opened up Google to prove a point? I've done this many times myself. Are you walking around smiling when you made other people feel like crap because they got the dates for World War I wrong and you had to prove it to them? Now, when you're truly happy, it doesn't really matter who's right or wrong. Being happy means that it's totally okay for people to walk away from any scenario thinking different facts from you, even if the dictionary confirms that technically their facts is not a fact. You know it's wrong and that's okay. What if it doesn't matter? What if you didn't have this need to correct other people all the time? What if they didn't care for or appreciate your comments? And what if they specifically don't want to be corrected? They might not say that to you, but you can just tell they don't want to be corrected. What if your only goal was to maintain harmony and peace in your relationships? What would you do differently then? So obviously, if you're educating your kids, by all means, like tell them that the capital of Australia is Canberra, it's not Sydney. You can always nicely say stuff to people when it's timely and when you're having a private conversation, but that's completely different from bringing up things that are no longer relevant to a conversation or bringing focus to a point that's not even important. Like you can let it go instead of constantly correcting others and causing unnecessary tension in your relationships. And I know like this is something that requires work and practice, but it is an intention that you can set. And a famous philosopher once so wisely said, whenever anyone criticizes or wrongs you, remember that they're only doing or saying what they think is right. They cannot be guided by your views, only their own. And if their views are wrong, they're the ones that suffer suffer insofar as they're misguided. So start by gently releasing your need, this need that we have to always be right, and say those specific words inside your head, like, I choose to let this go. It's not my job to be the world's know-it-all. It's not my job to always correct everyone. It's not my job to be the fact cop. Oh my gosh, like I feel like I've often been the fact cop. There's nothing to be gained from always trying to be the expert on everything. And here's something else that needs to be mentioned. There are lots of things that you think you're right about that are actually up for debate, like should abortion and euthanasia be legal? Who's the best president ever? Does God exist? Is there ever a good excuse for a full blown out war or the murder of an individual? Like those are things that they're like, we might think, oh no, I've got the right answer to this 100%. But there is no right or wrong answer. Even if the answer feels 100% right to you, this is a lot of, you know, our opinions, our beliefs. Like you could argue until you are blue in the face and the dress is gold and white, but someone else is always going to think that the dress is blue and black, and it's always going to come down to the individual's perception. And guess what? Like sometimes you are going to be wrong about things. Like it's sometimes a bit of a hard pill for us to swallow. And if you consistently, like stubbornly refuse to question your ideas or opinions, you miss out on the opportunity to learn something new in life when you are wrong. And I love to keep in mind the quote by Socrates, who said, all I know is that I know nothing. The world is full of amazing information, so much information. We could probably only tap into like 0.00005% of that info. I mean, I'm making up this figure. I'm sure it's like more than a million zeros after the first one. But when you insist on always being right and thinking that you know everything, you never increase your knowledge input. Probably you're thinking, well, why would I? You know, I already know everything, but we don't. We don't know everything. And in order to successfully let things go, I encourage you to kindly surrender to a life where people will think different things from you, especially when it comes to beliefs and opinions. There's going to be things that aren't facts, but will be just our own opinion. And I want to encourage you to think about a world where people do think different things from you, and you can choose to be open and curious instead about learning, you know, how do they get those opinions that they're holding on to? Zero judgment here, 100% curiosity instead. And what could you learn from other people if you didn't already assume you knew everything? What if you became a sponge for new information, new ideas, new way of looking at things, even if it's just like understanding, well, how did they get to that opinion? I'm just curious. Now, this would require you obviously to keep your mouth shut and listen. Let go of your need to be right all the time. Let go of your desire to appear super smart, and let go of your wish to prove a point. And if you desire to nurture more loving relationships with your family and with your friends, ask yourself, what are you willing to let go of in order to achieve this goal? And do this from a place of kindness. Do this because you have that desire to create and nurture loving relationships in your life. And if that's more important to you, that you have those loving relationships, okay, consider like that you're going to prioritize that over this need to be right all the time. So the sort of thoughts that you want to ditch if you're constantly thinking, you know, I need to be right. Okay, let go of these thoughts. I need to be right all the time. No, you don't. I have to prove that I'm right. No, you don't. Other people want to hear how they're wrong. They definitely don't. And other people will appreciate me proving that I'm right. Okay, no, they won't. Here are some thoughts to embrace instead. I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to keep the peace. I choose calm energy now. I don't have to prove that I'm right all the time. I'm gentle and loving to myself, and I forgive myself for ruminating on stuff that isn't even important. And trust me, like you will have a tendency to do that if you do have this need to always be right. Like you'll remember, like, I should have said something because they were 100% wrong about that, and I did not correct them. Let it go and forgive yourself for having that need, because your past has no power over you anymore. So just remind yourself, okay, it's one of those mantras I want you to repeat often. I accept and release my need to control, and it is a good thing to let go of this need that I have of always trying to prove that I'm right. You have the option of letting it go. And if you've appreciated this episode, make sure that you check out my book, When Your Worst Enemy Is You, How to Finally Get Out of Your Own Way, which you can find over on Amazon or over on my website, inspiringmumlife.com, underneath the courses tab. Take care, my friend, and I cannot wait to catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at inspiringmomlifexo, or you can visit my website, inspiringmomlife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vitakovic, and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life Podcast.